Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Up to 90. Did get a lovely message from somebody during the week who said thought that my singing was improving. That's good to know, isn't it?
That's positive. That's very positive. Who was that?
I can't remember their name, but they do exist. I'm going to find them, take a screenshot and put it up on the Up to 90 Instagram page.
Do.
I did make it. I dusted off the Instagram page last night and threw up an L update. Very muted colours, very, very subdued. Mm. But I did put up a thing to remind people that our book club is happening Friday week. Very excited.
Yes. Julie's book club.
Julie's book club. I'm getting my nerd on. And the lovely Louise O'Neill, who we love and adore, got in touch to say she'd be more than happy. To send us a message. So an exclusive message from the lovely Louise O'Neill, who we really love, and that will all be part of our amazing book club, which is happening Friday week. Wine is encouraged, but also optional. So if you're teetotal, if you don't fancy a beverage, no problem.
So will I just like sit in the back of the class drinking?
I think we're just going to have, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to mute your screen.
Yeah, do.
And we'll just see Emma Dorn.
No, just put
and
me
I'll
on
try
mute.
To exclude, I'll just mute you. I think the visual should be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it really will be like me trying to teach a class and Emma down the back.
Yeah, do. Let's do that then.
But I am looking forward to it. And I think, Emma, it's time for us to do an extra episode. What do you think? Would we do that maybe this week? I had a thought.
Yes. Oh.
I don't know what this work, actually. I don't know how it would work. I presume we will be able to watch the Harry and Meghan interview come Sunday.
Yes, actually, I had a WhatsApp message about it there. Let me just refer to it. So if we watched it on that night, we'd be watching it at 1 o'clock in the morning on.
I was going to suggest maybe watching it or maybe watching it and then having a live episode to dissect maybe on the Monday or the Tuesday, maybe the Monday.
Oh, yeah. The interview will air. This is courtesy of who wrote this in the WhatsApp group? Alva Mooney. Credit where credit's due, Alva. The interview will air on CBS in the US on Sunday at 8 ET or 1 a.m. Irish time. This side of the pond, ITV have paid big money for the rights and it will air at 8 p.m. next Monday on ITV.
Oh, okay. So maybe
just double check that, but...
Let's double check, but I think it'll be fun to do an extra episode on that.
Yeah, let's do it like maybe straight after we've watched it or something.
When it's fresh. No time to digest. No time to overanalyze. Yeah. Just a straight up immediate aftermath and just whack it up. So we'll do that as our extra episode. And then we have our book club then the following Friday. Cannot wait for the Harry and Meghan interview. I mean, those trailers. Wow.
I know, but it's funny. I haven't, and I don't know why. I don't know what the missing link is. I don't know what it is, but there's something. I don't know what it is. I'm not as invested in them as I once was. I don't know whether it's because they're not officially royal anymore. I don't know.
Maybe it is a bit of that, because they, I mean, they have distanced themselves from the whole thing.
Now, I would be more interested to see them than Wills and Kate.
Oh, I mean, come on. What's Kate going to confess to? Secret baking?
I think with Harry and Meghan, I definitely say I'd be definitely penciling in a Friday night with them. But I think for Kate and Wills, we just would grab a quick coffee. And it's been a quick coffee that we've been trying to find the time to have for like about fucking 9 months.
And you know what? You'd meet them for the coffee and you'd take the lead. You'd be in the queue and you'd say, can I just get, I'll just get a flat white with oat milk. And actually, can I get it in a takeaway cup? Because that would be the vibe. A coffee on the go is the vibe. But like, I mean, Harry and Meghan, I'm getting tapas.
Yeah, defo. Oh my God, that just, when you said about the flat white, I remember when it was my birthday. Oh yeah, it was my birthday after I'd had Ella. And my mom was like, no, you should go out. Like, you know, you should go out. You go out for your birthday. And I was like, okay. And I went somewhere like, just like local, like literally like, you know, for a couple of hours. And a couple of mates came along, just asked a few people. And one of the fucking bestie mates were all getting a drink. And of course, like, I'm so out of the loop. I don't even like, I'm like, what is alcohol? And the mate pipes up and says, I'll just get a pint of water. Isn't that like the biggest thing? Oh. That's like saying this friendship is over.
Do you know what? A friend of mine once upon a time, like this happens on the regular, but a friend of mine rocked up to my 30th and ordered a glass of water, and I still haven't moved past it. Like, she did say she was on antibiotics, but come on. When they're weeding out the kidney infection, it's done.
Like, it doesn't have to be alcohol, but just like... Get a cup, like something.
Well, get something fizzy. It's like, look, and I know people do this and it's fine, but it's like whenever a friend of mine in the pub orders a pineapple juice, just take the pregnancy test out of your clutch bag and throw it down with the tapas. Because the jig is up. You've never drank pineapple juice in your life. And now, instead of ordering, you could easily order a non-alcoholic beer. Keep us all guessing.
Yes.
So you're just straight up pineapple juice.
It's just stupid. Or do you ever go and meet someone for lunch or something, or a brunch? But it's like, it's not a big brunch, just the two of
you. I know exactly what you're gonna say. I'd love to guess what you're gonna say, just to test how in sync we are, but you go.
No, you say it and I'll tell you.
No, I want to be right so bad to prove that we really have morphed into the one person. Are you going to say when you're supposed to go for food and the person wraps up and then says, I've actually already eaten?
Yeah.
We're the same person. I love it.
And it's always somebody who says that they've started getting fit. They're feeling really good. They can still eat what they want. It's absolutely cool. And then he's making a point. He's making an appointment. He's decided to do lunch and they're like, oh, I'm not hungry. I've already eaten. And you're like, oh, okay. So it's this kind of fitness regime.
Yeah, you really have such freedom on this.
Yeah,
it's like, sorry. Keto?
If you were starting with disordered eating, the least you could have just said is, let's go for a walk.
I look, yeah, like let's, and then, yeah, it's such a pain in the hole.
Because
and
it happens to me, I'm not going to say, let's go get a burger. I'm not going to meet you in Eddie Rocket and say, can I get the Caesar salad without the dressing, please? I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do that. Do you remember the one time we had an up to 90 world domination meeting over a curry?
A curry?
We went to Neon. On Camden Street, and we were such child ones. We didn't really know how it worked. That the chilies signified
It's probably locked by that point, was it? Oh, no, I don't think I will.
No, I think you could have even been driving. It was a very sedate. Maybe, no, we probably,
because
we did rock up to the laughter lounge after. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So we must have had a couple. Like that, we must have had a few on board.
And you know, we only would have gone to the laughter lounge now because Granny would have dragged us down and we must have been fluted at that stage.
Of course. Like, but no, I
really looking up. Hey guys.
No, do you know what?
Remember I told you about the comedian having the nap on the cage because he travelled for the gig from Scotland.
I'm right.
Did you come from Australia, New Zealand? Have you been touring the world? Oh no, it was just the ferry, was it? Oh, grand. I'll just sit on this chair.
That drive from Belfast can really take it out of you.
Jesus Christ.
But we went to Neon to discuss world domination, because that was when we were still flirting with the idea of we can get a sponsor. Somebody will want to advertise with us. And we couldn't, we misread the menu. So you got the curry, you got was, do you remember it had the three chilies beside it? And just the whole time as I was talking, you kept saying, I'm sorry, it just was yours hot? Was it just mine? Was it just mine? And then eventually I was like, what one did you get? And whatever name it was like extra fiery, extra hot. And you were there sweating. And I was saying, so maybe we could email that person or that. And you're like sweating. You're like, I'm sorry. It's just me. I need to step outside. Sorry. That was the last time we went for a curry. But we will go for a curry again. I miss ordering on menus.
I was really, but you know what it was though? And I you're like, that's exactly what I did. You start getting into business talk. I'm like, sorry, like, this is very hot. Like, oh, is it? So anyway, moving on, but it's very hot. I was really looking forward to it. And it just, like, yeah, obviously it was hot because I know I covered that on the night as well. But I don't mind hot, but it was just, it wasn't enjoyable. And I just I'm hungry, I did make that.
You did make that point repeatedly on the night. You know, people, it's a real, for some reason, it's a real badge of honor that people wear. I mean, I like it hot. Like, I actually like the curry's extra spicy, but this is just not enjoyable. Like, you kept that distinction.
I just felt like if I kept saying it, like, nicer food would appear. That's what I thought would happen.
I think eventually I was like, do you want me to get you a spring roll or something? You're like, no, look, don't mind me. It's not about the food, is it? We're here to talk business. Anyway, we head down to the laughter lounge because that's what we do all the time. So natural.
Will we ask him if he can get some more water? Actually, do you know what? Shane and Ella slagged me profusely about this incident, and I should never tell them about it. So back in the day when I used to work in Dundrum Shopping Centre in the community radio station up on the fifth floor? I think it was the fifth floor, right? Dublin South FM, big shout out, 93.9. And every time I'd be coming home in a taxi after 9, I'd always say to the taxi driver, stick on 93.9 there. And I was just like, because the thing at the time, it finished broadcasting at like, I don't know, fucking 8 o'clock or something. Stick on, whatever. So I used to work in Dundrum and I used to frequent BB's. I don't even know if it's still there, but I go to BB's and I get a cappuccino and a muffin. And my order was always a cappuccino and a chocolate chip muffin. So I get the coffee, I get the muffin, and I go off about my business and I take a bite out of the muffin. And I'm like, I don't think that's chocolate chip. And then I take another bite out of it. And I'm like, that's not chocolate chip, that's blueberry. And I brought it back and I was like, sorry, I asked for chocolate chip. Is that all right? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And I tell them about this and they thought it was hysteric. Like, they thought it was the funniest thing they ever heard in their lives. They're like, I can't believe you ate half of it and you brought it back.
And the fact that your man was like, yeah, no issue.
No issue.
Can I just say, honestly, Back in the day, though, I mean, I presume this is what, early noughties? Is this when you were getting your BBs on?
Yeah, like this would have been,
Late noughties?
this is over 10 years ago, yeah.
I mean, we were all rocking around with the cappuccinos and the
But you know,
muffins.
this, I was only saying this to my mom the other day, so not,
Staple every day, a cappuccino and a muffin.
this is what I used to do. Now, it wasn't in Dundrum at the time because I was getting the bus into work. I was working in, this is after Dundrum, I think. I was working in Setanta Sports, right? So I used to leave my house. Now, I'd have already had a couple of smokes in the house, in the garage before I left, right? So I'd go out the door, step out the door. First thing I'd do, spark up, right? I'd walk around to Circle K and get a cappuccino and I get a chocolate muffin. And you know them filthy fucking chocolate muffins with the Nutella inside
Oh,
that you need
stop it.
a knife and a fork and a fucking shower, right? So I get one of them, and not only will I get that, I make sure to get my bottle of Coke as well, right? This is true, right? So I'd walk across the road to the bus stop and I basically smoke at the bus stop until the bus came. And then I get on the bus and I'd have my cappuccino and my muffin and my bottle of Coke. And then I go into Setanta, right?
Just that, just even the sound of fizz in the morning. Like back in the day when I used to be getting the bus into town and someone would sit beside me with their fuck off quadruple chocolate muffin. And then you just hear that.
Fucking
And you think
outrageous.
this person is not going to have a good day. Because if this is how you're starting, it's all downhill from here. Like you're not
Coke
going to,
Zero. It was
like,
like
look.
full Coke.
Was like you're not gonna say come lunchtime meet your mate. Do you know what I've already eaten? I actually my salads and yeah I brought my own salad in today
Oh
so
my God. And then what I do is, right, I think this is like around the time when me and Shane first moved in together. And I was trying to make all these dinners. I don't make any dinners now. Shane had to take over. He's like, you're a shit at this, right? So I'd make these dinners and I basically just would have seen what my mom made and then replicated that, but like for a family of five adults. So I'm there making this big, huge dinner. And Shane's not like a massive dinner person at all. And I was just like, but this isn't right. So what I do is I feel guilty about throwing the food out. So I cram it all into a lunchbox and bring it to work. And I swear to God, Julie, I put it on a plate and work to put it in the microwave and it'd be a fucking mound, a fucking mound.
and what
I'm
would the dinner
not.
be like spuds and stuff
No. I say it might be like mashed potatoes and something else. Like it'd be proper fucking dinner or a big fuck off spaghetti bolognese, right? And I bring that into work, heat up the shite out of it, eat that, probably saunter over to Penny's, then smoke my brains out going over to Penny's. And I'd only have about between the walk there and the walk back, I'd inhale the food, it'd be still stuck in my gut. I'd leg it over to Penny's, and I probably only had about half an hour, 20 minutes in Penny's given the walk. I'd pick up a load of shite in Penny's, buy that. Get a bottle of Coke on my way back as well. I'd be nearly the 20 pack, but nearly be gone at this stage. And then I'd get on the bus, might have a little snack on the bus, and then I go home and make another fucking humongous dinner and repeat the whole thing again. And then I remember like a few years ago when I was like, God, maybe I should kind of start eating healthy because I thought like I had IBS or something. Didn't have IBS. It was just all the Coke and the fucking muffins. And I started eating healthy because I actually quite like, fruit and veg and all that. It's just I
You're a
wasn't.
very healthy eater.
But like when we were kids, it would have been all like fruit, veg, and all that. It was just like, the first time when you kind of have the ability to just buy whatever you want, whatever food you want. And
Yeah, but I
like,
mean,
so I
I
do have
think
a sweet.
even
Tooth, but
if
my guts were in fucking bits.
But I think
In
even
bits.
now, I say to myself, Julie, you could buy a packet of Jenny Babies and that could be your dinner. Like, nobody can stop you. I still have that mentality that I can't believe I can do that. So I usually do.
Yeah, like I kind of just stay up, it took me a while to get out of that thing of like just staying up because no one's going to tell me and.
I don't miss that about being in the workplace and bringing in your dinner from the night before, and
So
it's your lunch. It's
degrading.
so demeaning, but Also, it's the chat. So you're all at the microwave. You're, oh, that looks nice.
Oh,
yeah, it's an operation transformation. Oh, is it? They've actually I've heard they've really good stuff. Yeah, I find them great.
I used to hate that actually. All
or
the comments.
Somebody like, were you cooking? Yeah, were you cooking? Yeah.
I used to really hate all the comments on the food. I found it quite
that looks
invasive.
Nice. Oh, just
what's that
down.
Then? And you're like, well, I might tell you if you took your fucking finger out me lunchbox.
Oh, stop. And then, oh, I look, I can remember one person saying to me, I had brought in a salad and she looked and said, oh, I feel so cold even looking at that. And I just smacked that bitch in the face.
I was just going to say, you would have knifed her only you had a fucking... Like
a knife in a staff room. Forget it. You have to tie the knives down. The knives are long
so
gone.
So annoying.
You're eating your salad with your spoon.
You're eating lasagna with a fucking teaspoon. Yeah. All the cutlery's gone. You're just saying, here we fucking go again.
And then the porridge is stuck to the bowls because some bastard hasn't scraped the porridge oats off the porridge bowl.
No, the second you finish a bowl of porridge, you've got to deal with that straight away.
Now, Fred was
but
lethal.
Why were we all using the same cutlery? It's absolutely disgusting when you think about it now, isn't it?
But like, you'd be washing it out. Oh, jeez, I wouldn't have a problem going back to communal cutlery, would you? Is that
like,
where you're at now?
I'm not a big germaphobe, but like... If I was in my maid's gaff, I wouldn't bring my own cup. But like, in the office thing... I might bring
me
own cutlery.
The dishwasher.
There's no dishwasher.
There's no dishwasher in your work.
Not that I remember.
Oh, there'd have to be. There would have to be.
Oh, maybe there was.
Jeez, well, imagine.
No, another place.
Jim up to his elbows in the fairy bubbles. It
no
keeps hands the ads.
Do dishes. No. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of another place I worked. What were you going to say about Fred there? Sorry.
I know.
There was a dishwasher. What am I talking about?
It's a non-story, but I was having a giggle thinking back to when we were talking about rage cleans a few episodes ago. So I was having quite the rage clean because I just had a moment yesterday and the house was like a kit because we're painting two rooms at the moment. So I got very excited the other night when Fred and Ted had gone to bed.
I have to say, I thought it was crazy that you were painting your bedroom black.
I know, it's just my current mood at the moment. Well, my auntie, who we love and adore, who has, you know, obviously I do call her my slum lord, but it's all in jest because she's a lovely landlady. But, the decor, it was quite millennium-esque. So we said, you know what, let's get rid of the red walls and we'll just do a nice white, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, neither myself and Fred actually knew how to paint a gaff. So Fred and Ted went to bed. We'd one room done and I got this mad fit. So I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get started on the sitting room. So then I quickly realised I couldn't nip down the curtain pole. Look, the place was a disaster. When Fred woke up the next morning, he was like, what the fuck has gone on here? So the house is in complete state because now two rooms are currently under construction. And then in the midst of all this, last night, Fred was like, I'm going to make some southern fried chicken. Now, I don't know if you ever lived with anyone who's ever given it a whirl. It's a lovely dish, but it does involve using every utensil and bowl in the house. And I just had a moment, you know, when you're walking down the hall and you're passing four curtain rails, there's curtain hoops everywhere. There's just boxes and stuff. You come into the kitchen, it's just southern fried mayhem. And I just had this moment saying, this is too much. Like, this is just too much. I said, I'm going to backtrack here because I quite fancy a bit of this KFC. So then it's like, well, I won't bother with the dinner. So, but sure. Of course, I was having the dinner. The southern fried.
Yeah.
We have an air fryer. Now, I bought an air fryer. Do you have an air fryer?
We do, yeah.
My issue with the air fryer is it's huge, takes up the whole workspace and can only do about two chicken breasts at the time. But it is lovely in the air fryer. I mean,
but
it does taste healthy.
You can put them on top of each other.
You can. But you see, Fred watched this video, this American lady was talking us through the air fryer recipe. So her top tip was not to do that. So now I don't know what kind of air frying degree this woman had, because I had said to Fred, look, I know the video had gotten 120 views, so we should believe her. But like, maybe the woman was wrong. But we just can't. We can't deviate. This is what the air frying queen said. Just
to I'd love to try that now. You see, don't get much chicken. We don't have much chicken in the house.
Have a lot of meat.
We don't have a lot of meat, no. But I do love, every so often I'd get a hankering for a bit of fried chicken.
It is great. Well, I'm not a massive meat eater, and Fred was doing it with chicken thighs, but now he's doing it with breasts. Mm. And I'm all about the breasts. Although, hilariously, Tracy Clifford today was talking about on the show things that you're embarrassed to order in shops or ask for in shops. Yeah. And I think she was saying it, or maybe she was saying somebody had written in and said this, that either she or a listener were embarrassed to ask for chicken breasts, which was a new one for me. There was one thing I used to be very embarrassed asking for, a jambon. Do you remember the jambon? Speaking of IBS, do you remember you'd have your Nutella quadruple chocolate and your muffin and then your cappuccino, yeah, and then your break, your elevenses would be a Coke and a jambon. That would be like my elevenses or whatever. But I asked for a tampon, and that really put me off asking for a while. But I'd never think chicken breasts, that you'd be embarrassed asking for chicken breasts.
But I mean, first of all, just say fillet anyway, but very peculiar. See, but I don't know whether I'm a good judge of this. So I don't know if it was my mom or my dad, but they used to get this thing, like if you wanted to get something in the shop, like say you had your little fucking bit of pocket money or whatever, or anything like that, it was always, well, you go up there and pipe up and say it yourself.
So they're responsible for the Emma that we know and love.
Yes. So I did that with Ella, and I like do it with the boys and everything. Like, if you want to know how much that is, go up and ask.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I want them to be able to speak. So I'm probably not a great judge. Like, I will go into the pharmacy and be like, just need something quite strong for the hemorrhoids, please. Like, if that's okay with you. Like, I just.
Oh, yeah. You go my in, mother you're is like, constantly hemorrhoids! Telling me to like,
yeah, not about hemorrhoids, but like, she'd be constantly telling me to like just pipe it down a bit.
Yeah, so you're vocal in a shop situation.
I'm just kind of vocal. I've got this thing of like, it's a problem when I'm meant to be loud, I'm quiet, and then when I'm meant to be quiet, I'm loud. So I'm always loud in libraries. I can't contain myself.
I think something happens to a lot of people in a library. And this is what's making me nervous about our book club. I'm worried you're not going to take it seriously.
No, I will.
Laughing in a library. That's how it starts.
No, but it's not even laughing in a library. It's just like my voice.
Getting giddy?
Not even getting giddy. Just my voice starts to like travel.
Do you start the, I need a miracle, I need a miracle? Do you know what song was in my head today? I don't know if this happens to you, but the last 2 days, because the weather's been so nice, every time I put on a leather jacket, you know what I'm going to say. Every time, do you do this as well? Every time you put on the leather jacket, you feel like Michelle Pfeiffer, Dangerous Minds, and you just have to sing it.
Oh, Jesus.
Living in gangster's paradise. Every time I need to sing at least one bar of Gangster's Paradise when I put on a leather jacket.
It's been so long. I can't remember the last time I wore a leather jacket, to be honest.
Spending most our lives. Oh, instantly felt like a tough mom when I threw it on. Do you know that kind of way? Like, it's off to the scrapyard in my leather jacket with Ted in the back.
So I'm rocking out to that as 8-year-olds.
And then I did go to Tree Town Park with the lovely Pamela, who has a great podcast called For All Mumkind, which is a very popular mummy podcast.
Oh, and are you mixing in like celebrity circles now?
I mean, name drop. But Pamela's great. And hilariously, haven't been in Tree Town Park for a long, long time. And we happened upon this list of names and like these two kind of bronze statues in the middle of the park. And I was like, oh, is this the famine memorial? Pam was like, no, this is for the Rose of Tralee. So the list of names was just like a list of all the previous roses. But I just saw like bronze statues and a list of names and just thought famine dead. Like, that's just instantly where my mind goes. And then she said the Rose of Tralee, and I was like, well, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Do you know what? We were only actually talking about it there the other day. I don't know why, but I was like, I can't actually believe the Rose of Tralee is still going.
I know, but I
in
think,
the format that it's in, like,
I know it is quite antiquated in ways, isn't it?
Yeah,
but I mean, I think, look, nobody really knows what the Rose of Tralee is about, but I do know that anyone who's done it had the crack. And sure, isn't that main thing?
I know that, but like, what's the criteria?
Well, you just have to be female and below a certain age. I think that's the criteria.
What I mean is, like, what's the marking system? Sorry, that's what I actually meant to ask.
I mean, I suppose that's the big Father Ted lovely girl joke, in that nobody really knows. It is genuinely just for a lovely girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it used to be worse. I was in the company of more than one person back in the day who would have filled out the Rose of Tralee form. And thank God now it has changed. But I can remember being in the company of two different people filling out the form. And the questions were mad. Like, have you ever... I mean, this was only the noughties, by the way. So it would have only been maybe, I don't know, it would have been just after college. So maybe 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
And the questions were like, have you ever been married? Have you ever had a child? Do you have children? And then the next question, have you ever had a child? Like, just strange questioning, given the fact that it was like the noughties. But I mean, obviously things have changed since then, and it's presumably a different kind of setup and a different questionnaire now. I mean, all these questions, I don't know how they're pertinent to the competition, but I think it's still, like, I definitely would be sad to see it go, especially because it's so important to Tralee. And I do think the people who do it seem to really enjoy it. And it's lovely, especially for families. Like, the guy who built the Rose Hotel in Tralee now, his daughter passed away. She was a previous Rose in recent years, relatively recent years. So we built the Rose Hotel because they had such lovely memories of being in Tralee and her taking part in the competition. So it definitely seems to be something that brings families together as well. So of course, on paper, it sounds ridiculous and it sounds really antiquated, but like, it's not a beauty contest. Okay, it's a bit of a lovely girl contest. Nobody really knows what the fuck the criteria is. But maybe this is like really old fashioned to me, but I kind of like it. I don't want it to go away anytime soon. Would you like if they dispensed with it?
Yeah.
Would you? Okay, I would actually totally disagree.
Well, not that it affects my... I tell you what I would like. I'd like if it wasn't on the television anymore.
No. You see, I think... Carry on with it. This could be... Maybe this is like, I don't know, it could be a Kerry thing. I'd be really sad if it wasn't on the telly anymore. I think it's really important to a town like Tralee.
Well, what I would suggest is a different type of competition where it's something like, how about like Volunteer of the Year or something? Because that's essentially what it is.
Emma, come on. Sorry, neither you or I are watching Volunteer of the Year.
Exactly.
No, I would be very sad if it wasn't on the telly. I think Dahi is amazing on it. I think he's the best host by far. And for a town like Tralee, traditionally speaking, it was just, it had very little else going on. Like, the Rose of Tralee was where it was at. I'd be so sad to see it go.
Somebody's been out of Dublin for over a year.
No, I have. But like, even...
You're not coming back, are you?
You know what?
You're not coming back.
Well, just somebody did say to, somebody did say to me this week, you need to start putting Ted's name down for schools. And then I came home to find Fred was Googling daft.ie. He'd put in Leitrim. So God knows where we're going to end up at this rate. No, I'd be very sad to see it go. Let's throw it up as a poll, Emma, on the up to 90.
I think I am going to take a guess and I'm going to say 82% of people will be happy to see it go.
No, really?
Yeah, that's my guess.
I know. Look, I know.
It's just a guess.
No, I'd say you're probably right, but I'm going to be in that 18%. Yeah, so look, the Rosa Tree, they have their thingy.
When I say get rid of it, I'm saying like
revamp.
Either revamp or just like take it off the telly. Like carry on and do it if you want.
Do you not think it's a bit of crack on the telly, Emma? It's given us some great moments. Because do you know what I like about the Rosa Tree?
Yeah, but it's a lovely girls' contest.
It is. That's what I'm saying. It's not a good thing and nobody gets it. The criteria is just like, what the hell's going on? But what I like about the Rosa Tree is it acknowledges its own cheesiness. Like there's certain, you know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't. I mean, they're still all coming out in the gooners. For the whole thing, as far as I'm aware, they have to be in by a certain time.
Can't be rocking around with a vape.
No, the chaperones have all the crack.
Well, I don't know. Look, they're running from what I know,
they're wearing these outfits that they would never wear.
Okay.
Clippity-cloppity shoes with the nice sensible skirt and all. Like, where are these women in their 20s wearing these get-ups?
Well, I don't know. It's the same thing. She was very much charity.
Like, why?
I know. Well, it is essentially...
Has there been anyone in a wheelchair? No.
No. I don't think so. No, but no. I'm thinking of a couple of girls I know who did it, and they both had a great time. And I don't think there was any question of them being in at a certain time. This would have been like the last few years now.
Well, they couldn't. I'm sure that it wouldn't be encouraged to be out on the lash.
But I think they were all out. I mean, that's what I gathered from it, that they were all out on the lash all the time.
Were they out in their own clothes? Or were they out in their rig outs?
I didn't with their bring sashes. Them down and say, what were you wearing? I don't know. I mean, look, if it was me, I'd be out in the sash. Like, you would not. I'd be in the shower with that sash. I'd be on the sesh with the sash at all times.
And don't get me wrong. Like, if I'd been moving in the right circles when I was at a certain age, I totally would have entered it. No, probably not, to be honest. But if like a mate was entering, I was like, oh yeah, defo. But I think...
Listen, I admit that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, look, I admit that. It's a bit of an I'm a feminist, but I like the Rosa Tralee situation. I understand that it makes no sense whatsoever. It should be against everything I stand for. But what I like about it is, I think it's very important to the town of Tralee. There is a nice... I personally believe it acknowledges its own cheesiness. It has a sense of humour. It's given us great comedy moments. I think Dáil Uaisle is great doing it. I used to love, like, back in the 90s when it used... You remember Dick Spring? The old Dick Spring, the 90s Labour politician from Tralee.
Yes.
His birthday...
Like, at least twice a week.
At least twice a day. I just... Dick, I mean... What a
man.
His birthday, the King of Tralee's birthday coincided with the Rosa Tralee. And do you remember they used to get the tent to sing him Rosa Tralee, to sing him happy birthday every year. And just those little moments, I'd just be so sad. Otherwise, how would we know we were back in school if we didn't have the Rosa Tralee to tell us? That's how they decide the school calendar. That is how the academic calendar is decided.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Do you think Calorgas Housewife of the Year should be brought back? Because it's funny. It's just a bit of crack. People enjoy it.
No, I don't think housewife of the year, but what about house partner of the year? But like, if people are up for it and it's a bit of crack, why not? Because also, I will say,
But
people work in the home.
do you not think the roads are truly then in that instance, do you not think the roads are truly should be open to men and women?
I think what I would like to see when it comes to the Rose of Tralee, I think there's nothing wrong with having a competition that is solely female. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think that there needs to be more diversity within that for sure. So, for example, I'm just throwing out there, I don't know, for example, has there been a transgender Rose? Like, if not, there should be at this point, surely. So I think there's nothing wrong with keeping it female, but we definitely need a lot more diversity for sure within that group. But say now the housewife, the Caner Gas housewife of the year, and of course we're all following Reading in the Weird on Instagram, and they didn't that one, they rolled that out the last week, and hilarious. I mean, to think this is the early 90s, you would expect this is happening in the 60s, but it was just insane. But in saying that, I do think again, if the tongue is firmly in the cheek, it like these things can be done well. Like you can play with nostalgia, be a bit more playful with it. Like say now, people who work within the home, like they might not get an opportunity to be out there and have the crack, and you know, I suppose that their work maybe isn't acknowledged by society. So you could have like housewife, house husband, whoever is in the gaff, looking after the gaff. It's all a bit of crack. It's a laugh. I think there is a way actually to roll that back out. And I'm pitching it to D Forbes right now.
Okay, well, I'll ask you one final question on the topic. It's just one of yes, a simple yes or no. Are you on the committee for Rose of Tralee?
No, they wouldn't have me on the committee. Absolutely no way. And look, I could be totally
Why
wrong.
didn't you ever enter it?
I wasn't Rosa Tralee, my dear, with my many, many mental health problems and nervous breakdowns. I would have been up there on the stage saying, "Shout out to the Rhea Squad!" Like, no. It would have been a flat line. Absolutely not. No way. And of course, I acknowledge my own hypocrisy, guys, because I know people are going to listen to this and be very disappointed that I don't want the Rose of Tralee to
Don't think
go.
anybody will listen to this
But
and be
I
shocked or
know,
disappointed.
I know I'm shocking the fans. I was like, what fans? But no, I do stand by my feeling, which is that I think it's, of course, it makes no sense that I feel this way, but I'd be very sad if the Rose of Tralee went. And I do think bring back House Partner of the Year. That is a show that I would watch, because our next episode of Trapped with Fred and Judy, do you know what we're talking about? Cleaning. And
Oh,
already it's
Jesus.
been so, no, but it's been so heated.
Yes.
It has been so,
Well, I
like this.
do say
Bring
90.
on House Partner of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, give people a voice. Give them the opportunity to say, do you know what? If you want the fucking porridge bowl cleaned, you have to rinse it before you put it in the dishwasher. Give these people a voice.
They do say that, like, about, the majority of disagreements between couples, it's cleaning and money. That's
Oh
it.
yeah.
That's
Well,
pretty much it.
we never fight about money because well, I mean, I wouldn't say fight, but every now and again when Fred does something for up to 90, he says, maybe I could get some of that sweet, sweet Patreon. And I just kind of laugh my way into the other room. Yeah, I mean, probably if we had more money, we might fight about it. But the cleaning would be, would you guys fight about now the cleaning, Emma? You and Shane?
No, we wouldn't fight about cleaning, but like we would have may have had arguments in the past about it. But I think like everyone's roles are clearly defined, if you like that kind of
Okay, yeah,
way.
it takes some time.
So yeah, it kind of is. Well, I don't know how it is for other people, but it's not like we said like you do this side of stuff and I'll do this side of stuff. It just
Was a
developed
nap,
over
yeah.
time.
Yeah, it does.
But I would have got a bit of rage clean on and kind of like, you know, poo poo to people if I was up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning hoovering the gaff. Like, why aren't you on board? Or like, you know, this kind of thing, like if you are on a clean buzz, if you like, you know, you decide to jump up in the middle of a marathon run of Come Dine With Me at the weekend and you decide to start thundering around the gaff cleaning, it doesn't mean that the other person has to now get on your buzz.
Yeah, it is.
And that
funny
goes
how,
both ways. Because yeah. Then sometimes Shane will get a buzz about something. And I'm like, I'm liking
it. Yeah. Well, no, you're right. Well, I mean, there's no, look, let's face it, nothing has changed. It's just that you have suddenly decided now is the time when yes. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. But it's just over time, I suppose.
My new response to Fred when we get into these little tips, and you know yourself, it's always just late at night and we're both tired, and then within minutes we're laughing again and it's grand. You know, it's never a bad fight. But like, we have these little tips about the gaff, and I did mention, which is so bad because like the Dalai Lama says, you can't bring up arguments, previous arguments, otherwise you're never going to move forward. But just, it was all a bit playful. We're having a bit of a lull. And then I said, well, you know, every now and again, I think back to the state of the gaff when I brought Ted back that day from the hospital. It just makes me really sad. And then he said, well, let me tell you something. This house was dirtier when you left it than when you came home. And my new response is, wow. Wow.
It's a bad one.
Wow.
It'll get better, though, as Ted gets older, because he'll create more mess than the both of you anyway, so I think that could be a major part of it, that there's you know, we're only what, I don't know, what is it, 40% of the mess creators.
Oh, interesting. No. Statistic.
There's Tommy and Joe and Ella doing their own mess as well.
I think what might be an idea is, I know when I was a child, and I might get Santi involved in this one, because when I was a child, Santi cleverly bought me, one year he bought me a brush and a dustpan. Now I'd love to say this was a toy version, but it was an actual brush and a dustpan. It was actually very clever when you think about it. So Santi got me involved from a young age. So hopefully maybe Santi might do that for Ted. Be handy, wouldn't it? And the last thing I'll say, the funny thing about me thinking the famine memorial was, or the rose tree thing was a famine memorial, I was saying to Pam, why? It's God, I didn't realise so many women died. Oh, Jesus.
I know. Anyway. Honestly, I'm only winding you up. I couldn't give a shit whether it continues or not.
It's content, Emma.
I wouldn't shed any tears anyway. Finished up.
Oh, I'd be very sad.
I think it is actually very ageist competition, and the people who I feel sorry for in that big fucking fuck off tent with no ventilation or fucking airflow is the menopausal mothers. Because many a time I've seen a mother in that audience who is sweating fucking buckets.
Yeah.
She just needs a bit of air. And that's when the camera pans to her. And
yeah,
do you know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
It's not.
The oil of Ulay is melting down her fucking face. And you're like, yeah. Jesus Christ, that was mommy's moment. That was mommy's
it's
fucking
so fleeting.
Moment.
And I wouldn't
Why would not allow Ella to enter the rose tree? I would not allow it.
Would you not?
I wouldn't give a shite.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine you would. No, and I do feel bad for the moms as well, because invariably they, you know, it's like the girls are like, I just want to say this is for my dad. He's the best. And it's all about the dad. That's what I find. And then someone says, I'm going to read this poem and it's about migration. It's called Digging by Shane Messina. You're like, it's not about immigration.
The moms only get a mention if they're dead.
And you can
that's what it should be
tell.
Called the ma gets a mention if she's dead.
Yeah, well, and you can tell from Tahi fairly early on, like he's signposting, you know, he's like, get ready, you know. And of course you've had a lot of loss and a lot of sadness
You haven't had
and
an
then
easy,
she's
you
saying,
haven't had an easy time of it though. The thing is there, I think if you don't have a dad, you're not allowed to enter. But if your mother has died and your father is on his own, part of the deal is that your father will have a wife 15 years younger than him, preferably by the end of the festival. That is the deal. So that's why a lot of people sign up for it whose mothers have died.
I think that, you know, and I think that is part of it. I think you're spot on.
Yeah. And then all the moms are left there sweating to bits with the hot flushes.
It's a man's world.
It's not right,
but it's okay.
I'm going to make it
anyway. So listen, I have a story. Leave your hoogies. Don't you dare. Oh, stop. Do you remember when she was on The X Factor and she was so bad on the drugs, Whitney? Do you remember that? I was so awful. And Dermot asked her, do you have any advice for the contestants? And it was like, please don't converse with Whitney because she's clearly not in a good space. And she was like, okay, I'm going to tell you to practice, practice, practice. And I often think about that. Like, it was just...
like she was going to break into fame or something.
German, I wish she hadn't pushed her for advice. Poor old Whitney. And you know what song came on the other day, actually, at the risk of bringing the brand completely down. But that song I used to, what brand? Says it? What brand?
We just spent an episode talking about the Rose Tree, which when is it happening? In fucking 8 months' time or something? Let's keep it hashtag relevant.
Keeping it current. Keeping it current.
Hot topics. Oh, it's so hot. Burning my hand. Hot, hot.
Oh, yeah. The song that came on was such a sad
Mikushla,
one.
Was it?
No.
The Rare Old Times.
Your love is my
love. I hate that song.
But you know what's very upsetting about it now is poor old Bobby coming in saying, "Say, Mommy."
Yeah. No, that is sad, but I hate that song. It's my least favourite Whitney song.
I had to put my leather jacket on just to keep it together. Come on, Jeannie. And then I went straight into Gangster's Paradise immediately. Okay. So a man, Emma, a man. Mm. Have you
I'm
heard
interested
of him? A man.
Interested already.
You're into it already.
Yeah.
A man wanted by police handed himself in so he wouldn't have to spend more time in lockdown with the people he lived with. Officers said the man was wanted for recall to prison but gave himself up at Burgess Hill Police Station on Wednesday afternoon to get some, quote, peace and quiet. Inspector Gadget from Sussex Police. Now that's one you wouldn't want to be going into a Sussex shop asking for some chicken breast and a jambon. I mean, there'd be a lot that could go wrong with that sentence. He went and explained the unusual turn of events in a post on Twitter. He said, peace and quiet. Wanted male handed himself into the team yesterday afternoon after informing us he would rather go back to prison than have to spend more time with the people he was living with. One in custody and heading back to prison to serve further time on his own. A study released in October found that more than half the population, 53%, said, which I think we'd agree, Emma, is more than half.
Yeah.
Said that they had felt angry with other people they know because of their behaviour in relation to the pandemic. And, and then according to the research by King's College London, nearly a quarter of people reported having argued with friends or family about their actions amid COVID restrictions, with 1 in 12 no longer speaking to a friend or relative because of disagreements, which seems a little low. 1 in 12 no longer speaking to friend or relative. Jesus, sure my friends and family are dropping like flies at this stage.
But sure, like
12.
It's been a year. Like, let's be honest. How many people are you going to fucking blacklist out of your life in a year?
Yeah,
I mean,
somebody
one
a month gone. I mean, that's one good thing about this pandemic. We're losing a lot of dead weight here. Let's face it.
It's like, take me out. Boo, 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 boo.
Actually, shout out to my friend Catherine, who did appear and take me out and was picked, which is kind of my claim to fame that my mate was picked.
She was
Amazing
picked.
pins. Amazing pins.
Does she not get to choose? Is that not the whole
No,
dealio?
because she was at the podium. And then your man was there on his little, he was spinning around, move out of my way. And then he picked her.
Oh yeah, sorry. I thought for a second that it was only the girls that picked, but they mixed it up, didn't they?
Do you, yeah, so look, I think we're all empathizing with your man wanting to be in prison. And actually, funnily enough, I did Catherine Nevin this week on Crimeland. And
Yeah.
hilariously, because she obviously was in Jocas, like the women's wing
Who
of
did that with you?
County Prison. Joanne's
Oh yeah.
tiny tinner for me. But
Sadly.
Catherine, hilariously, speaking of prison, she never applied to go on parole, which I think both myself and Joanne agreed. That's like a 5-star Yelp review for Dokkus Prison, isn't it? But you don't even apply to go on parole. It's that good.
I thought it was just a given that if you ended up in prison, you'd apply.
I know. She chose not to. Which is strange. But yeah, look, I mean, I don't know, like maybe it's that kind of vibe, but your man chose to go to prison rather than spend more time with his family, which I think we're all feeling that these days, aren't we?
Yeah, like basically, my whole weekend is. This is it. So on a Friday, I have drinks and I've got a new crisp. So
Oh,
now I
talk
still
me
go back to
through.
them. Now I had the Manhattan ones, you know, in the black bag. Cheese
Oh,
and onion,
wow.
sensational.
Proper pub crisps.
Oh, yeah, I get the big pack of them. So I still like them and I still might even get them this weekend. But the new one is Giant Wotsits. So I've done a bit of research into this, okay? So I wanted Cheetos. Cheetos, up until relatively recently, were kind of hard to find in Ireland. Okay, only had them in a few
You
shops.
know what? You did reference a Cheeto the other day, and I was like, who does this bitch think she is with her imports?
So now Tesco have the Cheetos, happy days, but we did a test between Wotsits, cheesy Wotsits, and
Oh,
Cheetos.
love a cheesy Watsit.
We did a blind taste test. So, what turned out was surprisingly, the Wotsits packed a better flavor, but also they were a denser crisp. So, the Cheeto was more akin to a chickadee, a bit kind of a melt
Oh.
in your mouth. The Wotsit holds it firm. The giant Wotsit, I'm talking at least minimum 3 bites for a giant Wotsit. It's like a fucking
Wow.
baguette. It's like a
Is
fucking
it like
baguette.
one of Fred Cook's potato croquettes? Did you see those?
That's
Jesus.
what it's like. And then on a
It's
Saturday,
like a Swiss roll, but it's a
yeah.
potato croquette. Okay.
And then on a Saturday, I get takeaway. And at the moment, I've been using a new Chinese. And I'm gonna be fucking honest with you here. I've been getting the munchie box.
Wow.
And that's my life now. I have my Wotsits and my drink and my food. That's all I
I love the
need.
way we started this podcast talking about cheese. Do you remember when we were on the cappuccinos and the chocolate muffin? And now we're like, we're on the munchie boxes and the giant
What?
Wotsits
That's
and
it.
potato
So,
croquettes the size of Swiss rolls. Thank God we copped ourselves on.
but that's my, I'm none of your picky bits. That's all I need. And all during the week, I exercise, I go for my walks, I'm quite healthy, eat my porridge, eat my fucking yogurt, eat all that shite, and I enjoy it. But that's what I'm having at the weekend, and that's what's keeping me alive. What are you having at the weekends? Tell me.
That is actually, I think, you know what? You're living the dream. Would you have? Here's a question before I get to what I eat at the weekend. Would you have chocolate every day?
No, it wouldn't be necessary, but what I would do is, you know, Tony's ch chocolate, it's like
Love
ethical
it. Yeah.
chocolate. I have a big bar of that, and after my dinner, I might have a little square of that with a cup of tea. But I wouldn't need a chocolate every day now to keep me going.
Okay. You see, I'm having chocolate every day at the moment, and I'm finding I feel like I need to come up with a new snack.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
just getting
much
too
having?
Much.
How much you having, like?
I'm having a bit. I had 3 of the chocolate mini rolls today. Now they were great, but there are 2 more at the weekend when I'm eating. There's a new takeaway this side of the hill in Castle Gregory called CK's. Very nice, lovely chips, delicious veggie burger.
Is it chipper-like or what are
it's a nice chipper. Yeah, it's a lovely chipper. And I get that probably, I'd say, every second weekend. My favourite takeaway has to be the fish box in Dingle. Love an old fish box. And you get you get your cod and chips, and you get your two full cod in. It's just insane. It's just so good. Absolutely delicious. Love a fish box. But I mean, other than that, like, the options, I have to say, the one downside to living where we're living, there's no Indian, which I love. And you know what I'm really missing is a Thai. A Thai is a great takeaway.
Yeah, it is. It is a great, because I'm a big fan of El Camille.
But you know what I did? Really missing it.
Judy, do you know what I did last weekend? And I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. So I decided to do something different, and I got a small spice bag. Can't believe I did this. It doesn't stop there. I got a small spice bag and a 3-in-1.
Oh,
and Shay was just like, when it arrived, like, don't get me wrong, it was lovely and all the rest, but like, when it arrived, I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? And Shay was like, Shay just spent the whole weekend going, would you like some potatoes with your potatoes? Or like,
that is so funny.
Says the man who has multiple burgers, but I was like,
is this from your new Chinese?
This is from a new Chinese in Churchtown. I can't remember what it's called.
Have you changed? So is this official now? You've changed.
It is official. And you know what the problem was? I don't know where I talked about this. I had like an Instagram story of like Ella coming out of there or something. I can't remember what it was. And I was completely dedicated to this place, right? And somebody sent me a message and said, fucking reheat everything, load of shite. And I was like, you want out of that? Fuck off, right? Cut to a few weeks ago, right? I ordered from them this, I shit you not, right? Shit, you know, and the place is like, now there's a goofy set of traffic lights, but you know, probably between 10, yeah, about 10 minutes in the car, right? I ordered the spice bag at 5:20 and it arrived at the door at 5:30. And I was just
there's no fucking way.
And now I edit.
Of course you edit.
Chocolate muffins and bottle of Coke.
It's a spice bag delivered to your door. You have a beating heart. Of course you edit.
But that put me off. I'll be heating up the spice bags, nobody else. So I'm sure they all do it anyway, but I was just like, no.
But at least pretend, guys, because the last time I got a spice bag,
not a chow mein or anything. Like, you can't be whacking chips. You can't be whacking Chinese chips in a microwave.
I think worse is happening. You know what I mean? I don't think that's my main gripe.
Yeah,
is that they're
Judy, there's a global
chips.
Pandemic, but we'll be damned if we're
no,
going to start
I'm
microwaving
talking about
Chinese
within,
chips.
Within the takeaway industry, I think microwaving the chips is fairly low down the scale. But no, I do agree. Drive around the block, a bit of pretense is needed, because even the last time I got a Chinese at my dad, the same thing. It was a bit too quick.
Oh, but this is, I'm not messing with you. This was like 10 minutes door to door.
Well, I did. The last Chinese I got was in Tiernan Re, on Green Street. And yeah, miss like really, I really miss the Chinese chips. There's something about a chip from a Chinese.
Yeah.
Just
Oh,
it's so unique.
like a chipper chip is amazing, but then every so often you get a chip from a Chinese and you're like, ah, yeah, here I am. Here's my
Yeah,
old
this
friend.
is me.
This is
Hello, hello,
hello. Yeah.
darkness, my old friend.
I think the Chinese is called Sun Kist. It's Kist. What's that
Oh,
when
it's
it's at
like a
home?
Connemara Chinese,
Think so.
sun-kished.
It's in Churchtown anyway, so.
Sun-kished. This is the new one.
And don't you be cutting out loads of fucking stuff you said, so I sound like some mentor who's banging on to myself.
No, I think we do need, if we ever hit the big bucks, we do need an independent editor because I do cut out loads of stuff I say, not because I want Emma to sound like a nut, like Emma suddenly, like out of nowhere, starts talking about the Rosa tree. And I talk about a guy who is volunteering to go to prison rather than spend time with his family. Like, not to paint you as a complete nut job. It's more so that I can't stand listening to myself talk. So I just think this is so, like, I have to stop talking. So I just cut myself. So we do need, if we ever hit the big time, we're going to get an independent editor because I just
Look,
constantly cut myself. I mean,
forget about the
I
big
even
time.
leave in the
Let's just
bits.
enjoy this. Forget
This
about the big time.
moment,
The big
from this
time's done.
moment, it's
I'm
done.
nearly
You're
fucking
right.
40.
It's
Like,
done.
come on. Sorry to break it to you. Big time is fucking done. It's not
Yeah.
happening.
I still hold out hope that we'll get a sponsor. I'm like any day now. Actually,
And
on that
what
note,
then? What then? You'd be like, oh, Jesus, we have to do the fucking thing for the sponsor now.
come
Oh,
here.
Jesus.
On that note, the people who have gotten involved in the podcast, we have 19 deleted pledges since. Yeah, don't know, they're dropping like flies, Emma, since the
Is
2nd
that
of
that?
February.
Oh, but that's the start of the month, isn't it?
Yeah.
They all come back
So
then.
we have
They usually
Adele.
do, don't they?
They do
Fucking
come
better.
back. They do
Fucking
come back.
better.
I like to believe everyone's like me and they've just lost their ATM cards and it's been rejected. Blah, blah, blah. We have Davina. We have Adele. We have Claire. We have Booney. We have Anne. Thanks so much for getting involved. You're very kind. We really appreciate it. If you do want to support the podcast, as you might have gathered by now, we get no money bar the money that is given to us by the patrons. We really appreciate it. And you can support us at Patreon, and the link is in the show notes.
Let's have a look now. Oh, yeah. There's a few gone there, isn't there?
There's a few that have bit the dust. I actually haven't checked the monetary amount of late. Has the monetary amount gone down a lot? Oh, it has.
Think, though, it's
Emma,
fine
what's
because
happened?
I think this very relevant current discussion about the hot topic that is Rosa Tralee is going to bring people back.
I'm eating chocolate. Jesus. We need to start reading up on some current affairs, Emma. God, that's gone way down.
Yeah, but it's the 2nd of March. Always goes down at the start of the month
It
and then it
does.
goes
It
back up.
dips. Thank you for talking me out of a panic attack there.
God, that's the
Thank you for
last thing you
talking me
need.
down. I haven't had one of those for a long, long time, but I might have one of these days. I haven't had one for a while. I think we're due one.
If you fancy a bit of a rest.
Bye, Emma.
Right.
Love you.
Love you. God bless. Patrons.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code
code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.